When Jesus had driven out a demon, some of the crowd said, "By the power of Beelzebul, the prince of demons, he drives out demons." Others, to test him, asked him for a sign from heaven. But he knew their thoughts and said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself will be laid waste, and house will fall against house. And if Satan is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? You say that it is by Beelzebul that I drive out demons. If I, then, drive out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your own people drive them out? Therefore, they will be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his palace, his possessions are safe. But when one stronger than he attacks and overcomes him, he takes away the armor on which he relied and distributes the spoils. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. When an unclean spirit goes out of someone, it roams through arid regions, searching for rest, but finding none, it says, 'I shall return to my home from which I came.' But upon returning, it finds it swept clean and put in order. Then it goes and brings back seven other spirits, more wicked than itself, who move in and dwell there. And the last condition of that man is worse than the first." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you.
Every time Father Zane and I have faith with fathers, inevitably, at least every other time, someone brings up a question about evil spirits. And we can talk about that, fine, but it's just not that interesting. Sure, we can learn about that. There are some important things we need to know. But at the end of the day, the enemy is the strong man. But Jesus Christ is the stronger man in the gospel. When the stronger man comes in, he ties up the strong man and takes what is his. A few things we need to know. One, they're real. Just like an enemy knows that if we're fighting someone else, we have to know the enemy is real. We have to acknowledge that. He's real. He's smart. He's powerful. Utterly nothing compared to the Lord Jesus Christ, though. The cartoons we see sometimes picture the devil or evil spirits as little cartoons that are friendly or at least just jokes. And that's just dumb. Because they are real, and they do have power, and we need to turn to the Lord for strength against them. One other thing we need to know is that Jesus Christ is stronger. He binds up the strong man, and because of that, we have nothing to be afraid of. Faith with fathers, we often get questions like, so, do I have to worry? If by the finger of God, Jesus Christ casts out demons, there's nothing we have to worry about. If he has enough strength in his finger, by the Spirit of God, he has enough power. 1 John chapter 4 says, "The one who is in you is stronger than the one who is in the world." By that, it's saying Jesus Christ inside of you is stronger than the enemy. In a few moments, you're going to receive Holy Communion, Jesus Christ himself. God will live inside of you. If we live from that power, Jesus Christ living inside of us, there is nothing to fear at all. The only thing that can get us in problems is when we act without Jesus Christ. The end of the gospel, Jesus talks about when we cast out an evil spirit, but then others come back. The only reason others come back in is if we start to act like Jesus isn't in us. In our pride, if we start to say, "I'm fine, you know, I got this taken care of by myself." In our pride, we say, "I don't need Jesus." Something that incorrect, something that dumb, something that proud is what would cast the Lord out and welcome in evil influences. All we have to do is simply the prayer of, "Jesus, I need you. Jesus, stay with me." And by his power, there's nothing to fear at all. That's cosmic big picture, Practically speaking, what does that look like? Some priests I knew in seminary taught us that receptivity to God's grace, receptivity requires rejectivity. If you want to receive the grace of God, we have to reject the notions of the enemy. Just like we're playing soccer, we don't let the enemy team just play on our half of the field however they want to. No, we reject them, put them back on their side. So the enemy whispers lies. If he whispers temptations, if he says anything to us, we reject them. We simply say, in Jesus' name, I reject the temptation to go on the screens when I know I shouldn't. In Jesus' name, I reject the lie that I'm not good enough. In Jesus' name, I reject the lie that Jesus will not take care of me. Whatever lie, whatever temptation from God, but from the evil one, we don't enter into conversation, but we simply say, I reject this in the name of Jesus Christ. Because the name of Jesus, the finger of God, has all the power we could possibly need. And it's yours. Jesus Christ is all yours. And with him, there is nothing to be afraid of, but rather with him, there's utter freedom.